and Chikambari suspects discharged. Dundazi District Commissioner Marjorie Banda has stressed the need to reduce the incidence of malaria in the district by implementing scientifically proven interventions such as seeking appropriate medical attention. Speaking when she officially opened the Stakeholder Malaria Task Force meeting, whose objective was to assess the current malaria situation in the district, the DC said there is need for the Department of Health to come up with a clear roadmap on how malaria interventions are to be implemented in the district. Zanisi reports that according to the District Malaria Situation Report, 61,685 cases of malaria were presented at health facilities, while 1,114 patients were treated and discharged in the first and second quarter of 2025.
News 360.
The Chisamba Magistrate Court has discharged three people, among them a juvenile offender of Chisamba District, charged with defilement and rape offences. Resident Magistrate Susan Magalashi released an 18-year-old juvenile of Akim Farm, Oliver Katiba, aged 24, of Kamaila area, and Pumulo Ngondongo, aged 30, of Kachangwa area, after witnesses of the accused persons failed to avail themselves to court. Katiba and a juvenile offender were each facing one count of defilement, contrary to Section 138, while Ngondongo was facing one count of rape, contrary to Section 132 of the Penal Code, as read with Amendment Act No. 15 of 2005 and 2 of 2011. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting President Putin in Moscow for talks ahead of a crucial deadline. Mr. Trump wants Moscow to agree to a truce in its invasion of Ukraine by Friday. Kyiv says more pressure is needed on the Russian economy. The highest tariffs the U.S. administration has imposed on any country have come into force against Brazil. Donald Trump has linked the tariffs to what he calls the persecution of the former president Jair Bolsonaro. Brazil's current leader has said Mr. Trump has refused talks on the issue.
News 360. Exchange rates courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 22 kwacha 4 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 30 kwacha 16 ngwe. The euro is trading at 26 kwacha 58 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 28 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. McLaren Formula One boss Zak Brown says Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri will not properly fall out as their title fight comes to a head. Brown, McLaren's racing chief executive officer, said he expects the pair to swap paint again at some point after Norris ran into the back of Piastri in Canada in June. Norris cut Piastri's lead to 9 points with victory in last weekend's Hungarian Grand Prix, the last race before F1 heads into its summer break. Expect clear skies tonight. Temperature drops to 12 degrees and sunset is expected at 17:57. A recap of the headlines. Self-medication increases health risks and Chisamba rape suspect discharged. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5 Rock FM.
Told me otherwise. Darling, I just wanted to see. Frozen in time, you would sing.